Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I have the privilege of praying through the Bible verse by verse. This is brought to you by Faithful Counseling. This is an online Christian counseling portal. If you would like to try some counseling, and especially when everyone's in distant places, this is one way you can do that. I've actually tried it out, and it's been a really good thing for me. If you want to try it for a month, you can get 10% off by going to getfaithful.com/prayeveryday. All right, today we are in Acts chapter 6. We're going to finish chapter 6 today. We're getting through this pretty quickly. Verses 8 through 15 in the ESV, this is what it says. And Stephen, full of grace and power, was doing great wonders and signs among the people. Then some of those who belonged to the synagogue of the freedmen, as it was called, and of the Cyrenians, and of the Alexandrians, and those from Cilicia and Asia, rose up and disputed with Stephen. But they could not withstand the wisdom and the spirit with which he was speaking. Then they secretly instigated men who said, "We have heard him speak blasphemous words against Moses and God." And they stirred up the people and the elders and the scribes, and they came upon him and seized him and brought him before the council. And they set up false witnesses who said, "This man never ceases to speak words against this holy place and the law. For we have heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth will destroy his place and will change the customs that Moses delivered to us." And gazing at him, all who sat in the council saw that his face was like the face of an angel. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, one of my very favorite people in the Bible is Stephen. He is not only compassionate in serving the poor, but he performed great signs and wonders through the power of the Holy Spirit and had great wisdom. It says he was full of grace and power. And we pray that for ourselves today, Lord. We need grace to live this life. We need power to live this life. We need grace and power in abundant measures, just like Stephen had. And so, Lord, it's also fascinating to me to look at parallels again, to see how Stephen was turned over was very similar to how Jesus was turned over. False accusers, people saying lies, what were called false witnesses spoke up. And I also love that initially Stephen said nothing, just like Jesus said nothing, and his face was like a face of an angel. Lord, help this to be an example for us of how to suffer persecution, how to suffer well. Lord, I know that there are people listening today who are suffering. And I know there have been many times in my own life where I have suffered, but I have not suffered well every single time. Sometimes I fight and bite and scratch and push against the suffering as if it's, you know, something to be combated. But James reminds us that we need to count it all joy when various trials enter in, right? And knowing that the testing of our faith produces endurance. And I've shared this on the podcast before, but the Phillips translation of that James verse says, don't count those sufferings as intruders, but welcome them as friends. And Lord, that is, again, next level discipleship right there. Help us to welcome our trials and to endure them with joy and with the strength and power of the Holy Spirit, knowing that you are going to will and work for your good pleasure. You're going to do great things in our hearts. Lord, as I look back on my life and the things that you have taught me and the depth of growth that I've had, I would say 99.9% of the growth that I've had has come from trials, tribulations, and suffering. And so, Lord, help us to learn the art of embracing it for the sake of being taught through it. Lord, you set the example that we should follow. You suffered. Of course, we will suffer on this earth. But in light of that, Lord, we want to suffer well. We want to be like Stephen. We want to have that glowing face that we suffer according to the will of God, and we rest in knowing that you are going to create something beautiful out of the death that we are experiencing. I think about my childhood rapes or the abandonment I experienced as a child, and those were terrible things that the enemy meant for evil. but you have turned those around and caused me to be an empathetic listener to those who are also hurting. And I'm so grateful for that, Lord. I pray you would do that same reversal in my friend today. Take what is bad and make them into a person who has empathy for those who suffer. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I commend you for doing it. Good job, you, for listening to a prayer every single day. This is part of your discipleship. And for those of you who have made it your habit, I love that. And there are a few of you listening today who have listened literally every single day since we started almost 2.5 years ago. If that is you, would you email me and let me know? You can email me at mary@marydemuth.com and tell me where you're listening from and that you've been listening every single day. That rocks.